Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fam. B's on his way to Seattle. I'm in Richmond. Got my friend Mike Phillips hanging out. Or actually, he left. And Toby Altizer holding it down back in the Navy Yard. We're getting to these phones, right? We got to have a serious discussion, let the fans chime in. But something to keep an eye on for everybody. This Trey Hendrickson situation in Cincinnati is really escalating. We'll get into that maybe not today, but maybe tomorrow for sure. Toby, here's my question. I'm going to let you run the phones, brother. You're good at this stuff. Does the darkness, Monday night misery, Caps lose, frankly look outclassed, Wiz get hosed, fall to 6 in the draft lottery, the darkness of Monday night get outweighed by the sunshine in España? Like, the Commanders are going to Madrid. The Commanders are the talk of the NFL. Take it from here, Toby. Let's get these phones going.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what people have to say. Let's start with Andre in Alexandria. Andre, what's going on, man?
Oh, good. Yeah, they definitely got holes, and I'm with Landfill on this one. Yeah, they definitely did. But I see the light at the end of the tunnel. They got a few options they can use to build a team. They can package the 6th pick and the 18th pick and get someone, or they can get Wolf, that I like personally. Wolf, Joker number 2, played with Michigan. I like his game. Also, they could take the 6th pick, the 18th pick, and Jordan Poole and get somebody real good. They have a plethora of options. I'll trade all of that for next year because that's a better draft to get the good number 1 pick, me personally.
Appreciate the phone call, Andre. Yeah, I think that's interesting. I mean, that had nothing to do with the Commanders like you were pitching, but I think with the Wiz, I mean, that's going to be interesting to see if they do make a move. I think, you know, Chase Hughes was on with the Junks earlier and talked about Eric DaCosta was on a Ravens in-house thing that they put together, and he talked about draft philosophy and saying, you know, maybe you get better chances at certain spots, but ultimately you want to have more swings at it, and so I don't know that you see them packaging 6 and 18 to move up or anything, but it'll be something to monitor. Having a couple of first-round picks is going to be nice for them. Let's get out to Rusty in Delaware. Rusty, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Toby, JP, fellas? How you doing today?
What's going on, man?
So I have no horse in the race. I am not a Wizards fan. I am not a Capitals fan. I have kind of followed them through listening to you guys over the years. So it doesn't impact me as it does, you know, as the Commanders games do. But I will say that me and my buddies who are Commanders fans, lots of us are also Orioles fans.
And with the slide that the Orioles have had this year, whatever is going on over there, our group texts are like, I can't believe we're about to say this, but at least we have the Commanders.
Yeah, it's a weird spot to be in. Appreciate
totally,
the phone
dude.
Call, Rusty. Yeah, isn't that the crazy part, JP? How long has it been that with the Commanders or with whatever name they were going under, the football team was the joke, and You know, in 2018, you're finding solace in the Caps. In 2019, you're finding solace in the Nationals. And there's been some other winning around here as well. But it, rarely has it been that everything goes wrong on one day and then everyone goes, yeah, but we got a quarterback and a good football team.
Bro, I mean, is that how it felt watching Joe Theismann play? Like, I was too young. When they were really good and I was young, I didn't recognize what it all meant. You know what I mean? Like, and the Caps had some heartbreak in the 80s, early 90s, but it was not even, like, whatsoever on my radar to compare with the Skins back then. The Bullets were just always awful, so it didn't really matter. The Nats weren't even a thing. It was, and then the Snyder era, there was no way anybody ever felt confident that the team was going to be good, like, year after year after year. Like, you kind of, there was this odd feeling of, like, every July you kind of talked yourself into whatever craziness they had done in the offseason. Not to act like there weren't times where people were optimistic, but by and large, it was never like this, where it feels legitimately sustainable and that they are on the way up.
Well, and not only is it sustainable, but the league is showing you that they believe in this team, or that this team is marketable and people want to watch this team. They're sending them to Spain for the first ever game there. They're already announcing early on that they have a primetime game on a Saturday late in the season, which might even give them the possibility to play on Christmas. Like, this
how
is a team that people want to watch.
How do you feel about the Christmas game, Toby?
If they're playing at Lambeau, I might be visiting some relatives for Christmas and going up to Lambeau Field to watch the Washington Commanders take on the Green Bay Packers. I'm down with it.
I don't mind at all if there's a home Christmas game. I really don't want to have to travel for Christmas, man.
I think obviously it's different. You got kids. For me, yeah. I got nothing going on. I wouldn't hate it, but I understand.
You know? I've covered a handful of games in Lambeau now. Like, I've done cold weather Lambeau, and, you know, I'm glad I checked that off my list. I would much rather have warm weather Lambeau. Like, if Packers Commanders is the Sunday night opener on opening weekend and you get to play early September, I'm all in. And for all the people that are like, oh, you got to play it in the cold. Like, no, you don't. They got summer in Green Bay. Like, they just had the draft there. You can play it any time of year.
Hey, I'm down for a little snowy Lambeau Field.
I've had it. I've seen it. It was cool. I don't need it again.
Let's get out to Co from the Foe. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas, man? Like I was saying, telling Jeff, man, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I think it's kind of, you know, universal that Washington Wizards got that sixth pick, because we got that number one. We've been forced to something that wasn't probably going to be good for us. I'm not saying the kid ain't good, but I don't think he'd have been good here for us. My eyes, I think we should get Caleb Love, man. That's why we're in that sixth pick, because he's going to fall right to us. I think Young is a pro's pro, and he'll come here and do some good things for
he's
us.
He's been in college and like 9 years.
Exactly. I mean, so he's mature.
I'll tell you this, Cole. He's going to be available at 6, because he might be available at like 36 and 46.
Yeah, dude.
Nah, wait, see, and that's the thing, though. Kawhi Leonard was available at 15, but you look back at that draft when he came out, we know he was better than 5 or 10 guys that drafted before him. So we can't always go by what's available or how the other owners or GMs look through their eyes. We got to go and snag talent while we can snag.
I don't know that I'm making a comp between Kawhi Leonard and Caleb Love, but I do get
you. I'm just saying, I just gave an example of a player's player. I'm not comparing the two players. I'm just giving an example of, you can't always go by who's available, when they're available, and why they're available. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with the broader principle.
Appreciate
the
phone call.
It's not specific to Caleb Love. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are some good players that they can get at 6. And the thing that I like, JP, is there was a video, I don't know if you've seen it, Josh Robbins of The Athletic put it out. DA was asking Will Dawkins about, hey man, you do this whole process, you go through it, and you're hoping for the reward at the end, and you're rewarded with the 6th overall pick, essentially. You kind of got screwed. And Will Dawkins was so professional about it, and it's like, hey man, we got a great opportunity with the 6th pick. We got ability to draft a really good player there. We have the 18th pick. I think the nice part about all the organizations now, it feels like in D.C., with the Major Four, they have good front offices that you can trust. Like, When's the last time you could say that about the Commanders, where you trusted what the GM was going to do? When's the last time you felt that same way about the Wiz? I think Rizzo has a nice track record. We know what the Caps front office can do. I think generally we can trust what the guys in these front offices are going to do, and that's a new place to be for this team in this city, right? All these teams, you trust them, and I think the Wiz fall in that category now as well.
I totally agree, man. I totally agree. It's last night was really difficult, and if people just want to have Landfill, forgive me if I've asked this. Where do you think last night ranks as far as awful sports nights for our city?
It was pretty bad. I mean, like, losing the Super Bowl is worse, but in terms of the fact that every team playing, like, took an L, that kind of sucks. You know, the Caps are, they were underdogs to begin with, but it's, like, 100% confirmed they're losing that series.
Not 100%
confirmed. Okay, it's 99.9% confirmed. The Wizards' entire, like, last 3 years of trying to become relevant isn't happening. They literally got the worst pick they could get, and the Nats have lost 6 straight, and all I hear is people talking about firing the manager. I mean, it's a bad night.
Yeah, and I mean, too,
real bad.
For the team to be the Capitals to lose to the Hurricanes, who have turned into one of their major rivals, the Nationals to be in Atlanta and have a chance to come back, then get walked off by the Braves, who are up there as their biggest rivals with the Phillies, it's just not a good night.
I mean, thank God the Commanders didn't do anything last night, because it clearly would have gone bad. And it also annoys me that I have to look at Rod Brindamore's face more, because I hate it.
Yo, he's such a hardo, dude. So I was in his presser last night, and somebody asked him, this, it must be like a local reporter down here that had, at least he assumed, some level of rapport with Brindamore. And he kind of, the guy was like, sometimes when you're in these press conferences, like, you'll open up following up off another person's question, kind of joking around. Brindamore is not the joke around type. So they just, Taylor Hall had just talked to the dude that scored the breakaway, mm-hmm. where he was wide open. And Taylor Hall was like, yeah, you know, I kind of messed up my forecheck assignment there, but I made the read that I was going to be wide open, so I stuck around. And so then they asked Brindamore, they're like, hey, man, are you upset with Taylor Hall for messing up the forecheck assignment? And it's clearly a joke. The dude scored. He was wide open. He made the correct decision. And Brendan Moore's like, you know, I believe he made the right read in that situation. It's like, yo, guy, remove the pole. Like, I don't know.
I've never met Rod Brendan Moore. His face annoys me, and he just gives off the vibe of a guy who, like, when he was in high school, probably went around bragging how he could beat up elementary school students. Like, I just don't like the guy.
Yeah, not very likable. Let's get out to Carlos in Severna Park. Los, what's going on?
What up, Los?
Yo. Good hearing from you guys. Listen, man, I'm disappointed. Okay, yeah, we're going to Spain, and we have a Saturday game. I'm only going to be happy for a day or two. You know, I'm disappointed at the team. I'm disappointed at the Caps fans. You know, for not showing up as well. You know, you cut to ESPN, they'd be like, "We are live in South Carolina. All the seats are filled pregame, you know." And I know we're in D.C. I know the traffic sucks. And I know people don't get off work until 5 o'clock. But there's no excuse that we're apparently a hockey town, quote-unquote hockey town, thanks to Ovechkin and Backstrom. And we can't fill the seats up at the beginning of our home games. It looks like a ghost town on TV, on TNT or ESPN. So, yeah, I'm going to be happy for the Commanders that we have. We're a primetime, you know, commodity for the NFL. But I'm only going to be happy for a day or two, because I'm disappointed at the whole Capitals fan base and the Capitals team.
You know what? I think that is...
Appreciate it, Lowe's.
A really good call. Because the announcement of the Madrid game, the announcement of the Saturday game against Philly, and I honestly, the doubleheader, like the Saturday game against Philly isn't nearly that cool. The Madrid game is very cool, right? International play, all those things. Those are just quick pops. Those are just sugar highs. Like, the reality of the lows with the Caps is the floor of the low with the Caps is there's a team in their division they have a really tough matchup with, and that team's good and going to be a problem for them for the foreseeable future. And with the Wiz, it's way lower than that. It is, oh my God, this team's in the wilderness. They kind of went all in to try to get the number one pick, and they got the sixth pick. And I don't know where the wilderness ends. The Wizards are in there. Is Taylor Heinicke the answer? Is Sam Howell the answer? Can they win games with Mark Sanchez? Like, the Wizards are in it. They are in the abyss, dude.
Yeah, I mean, you always said searching for QBX. This is searching for Superstar X is right. What they're having to do. And they're just – there's no end in sight. And, you know, I've never really cared that much about the draft lottery because, frankly, for this team, it hasn't been a real shot to get the number one pick. And last year, even when they had a chance to get it, it was not that big of a deal because it felt like the sweepstakes weren't – you weren't going to get a superstar, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But it was kind of baffling to me when you really think about it, driving home last night and all day leading up to it, thinking the whole team's fate, the chances of getting Cooper Flagg, the chances of getting a Dylan Harper, the chances of having basketball become really relevant in this city at the professional level for the first time in a long time is literally dependent on ping pong balls falling your way. I mean, it's just insane. Usually, you know, you can say, okay, we've done everything the correct way, and now we're set up in a position where, you know, Washington played really poorly. They get the second overall pick. They draft Jaden Daniels. Okay, you're set and you're good to go. And Jaden's looked like he's going to be a star. Great.
Right, like they answered QBX and Superstar X in one swoop.
Yeah, and in turn, the Wizards did everything correctly. They drafted young guys. They gave them a chance to play. They did all this, and it came down to ping pong balls, which went the exact opposite way you wanted them to. It's such a weird spot to be in where I can't. It's one of those where you can be frustrated with the Wiz, and I don't think a lot of Wiz fans are. I think they're frustrated at the system more so than the Wizards because I think for the first time in a while you felt like they had a clear direction, you understood what they were doing, they accomplished what they were trying to do, they did it, and they got screwed. And it's just a weird spot to be in where even if they do the same thing again next year, say they draft a really good player at 6, say they draft a really good player at 18, they continue to play the guys they got last year, and A.J. Johnson takes a step, and Sarr plays well, and Bub plays well, and Keyshawn does all this, and they're in the same spot again next year where they're a bottom three record. There's a 14% chance again that they're going to get the number one pick, and there's an 86% chance they get screwed again. Like, it's so stupid.
Yeah, it's crazy. You have to, like, you almost have to hit on somebody that becomes a star outside of the 1-2-3 pick and then build from that person. And it's incredibly difficult to do. I don't know. I think you're right. The Wizards are trying to do it the right way. They're trying to build it the right way. They just they may not to say they're incapable of it because you look at SGA and he was the 11th overall pick and they developed him in OKC. Like that's what you hope is going to happen here.
Well, and even like a guy like an SGA, he was acquired via a trade, for giving up Paul George. Like, this team doesn't have a star. Maybe they could get something for Jordan Poole if they wanted to do something, but there's just, it's a weird spot to be in, and it's not to say that they can't find somebody, and there's still some really good players in this draft that they could, you know, who knows, maybe Con Knipple turns into a really good player. Maybe they draft him at 6, and they end up really, really good. Maybe they go get someone at 18 that, you know, I heard Chase Hughes mention some guy from France that maybe didn't have as good a season, but maybe you go get him and he's still
Everybody's
able to develop.
From France.
But like they could still find somebody. It's not to say that you can't, but you know, you want to know someone that would have felt great about and would have sold a lot of jerseys and people would have been packing the arena to watch, even in preseason games, it feels like Cooper Flagg, Dylan right. Harper. And yeah,
the dudes they are not getting.
Yeah, maybe there's a shot that they go with the local guy and there's still some buzz if Derek Queen is there at 6 and they decide to go that route. I don't know that that's where I would go. But outside
you can't draft because he's local. I love Queen. If they decide that's the right guy, that's awesome. But it's the same thing like, oh, you got to hire Chris Cooley to be tight ends coach. No, you don't. You just got to hire the best tight ends coach.
Yeah.
You got to draft the best player. We're going to keep the phone lines open for the rest of the hour. Grant and Danny coming up at 2. You're listening to B-Mitch and Finley on 106.7.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The fan. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, I want to talk Trey Hendrickson. Mike Phillips back with us. If you ever want to check out Phillips' stuff. Phillips was America's radio guest for a lot of years, covering the Redskins football team Commanders for Richmond Times-Dispatch. Now runs his own website down here in Richmond, the Richmonder. Great news and insight there. But he knows his football team inside and out. Obviously, Toby and I. The Commanders' biggest need is edge rush. That's not a secret. There's a very unhappy dude who's had 17 and a half sacks each of the last 2 years. OTAs today in Cincinnati. And keep in mind, Burrow's obviously been paid. Now Jamar Chase has been paid, as well as T. Higgins. And Trey Hendrickson's upset with his deal. He doesn't have any guaranteed money. He's paid below market rate. But he showed up, and here's what he said. He said a lot of things. If I sat here with four sacks, they'd want a pay cut and some money back. I'm not going to apologize for the rates being paid to defensive ends in the National Football League. Trey Hendrickson's pissed, but still showed up. But it almost seems like he showed up just to kind of dunk on everybody. He said his statements have been provoked, that they haven't been fair to him. He feels disappointed, and he explicitly said he will not play on his current deal. Philly, does Trey Hendrickson play in Cincinnati this fall?
My gut says yes. You've got to find a way to make this work because you're in the Joe Burrow Super Bowl window. He even last year, even in a disappointing season, he was so good. He was MVP level good last year. You remember the Monday night game, obviously him and Jaden dueling back to back. You've got a 10-cent defense there. You've got one guy on that defense who's an impact player. You've got to go, you know, Sean McVay style, like mortgage against future caps, Tom Brady and Tampa style. Do what it takes, because if you don't give Joe Burrow a decent defense, he's going to start to get unhappy. The whole operation's unhappy. You got to do what it takes. That said, if I'm the Commanders, I'm making that call every day. I'm setting my iPhone alarm. It, you know, 12 o'clock. All right, time to call Cincinnati. Time to call Cincinnati, see if they want to make a deal. That is potentially a missing piece kind of thing for this defense. I think you and I agree.
Yeah, I do. And I think, Toby, I'm curious if you think Hendrickson actually gets moved.
Yeah, I don't. I kind of agree with Phillips there that you kind of got to find a way to get that done if you're Cincinnati, even if it's, I know he's going to want a longer-term deal, even if it's something where you have to pay him a little bit in a couple of years just to keep him there for a few more. I don't think he gets moved. I just think that he's too valuable to the Bengals, and you can't really preach that you're trying to win and move off of really the only defensive piece that you have that's had 17 and a half sacks the last 2 years. That's about as productive as you can get at the edge rusher position. But I think that now that the draft has passed, if you're Washington, I think you can look at this sort of trade. I know this has been something that's been discussed plenty in the offseason, but a lot of it was before the draft saying, hey, trade the first round pick, trade this and that. Well, now that you're past the draft, you're looking into the future, and the issue is you've already given up some picks for the Laramie Tunsil deal.
Yeah.
But I think this is something that you could explore where now you're looking even further down the line and you're not giving up Josh Connerly, which you got this year, right? Like you've already made the improvements that you're going to make this offseason to add one more edge rusher. I just can't do a one, but if you're looking at day two and day three picks over the next 2 years, I think that's something you have to consider.
So everybody's aware, next year's draft, as it's currently slated, they only have five picks again because of the Tunsil deal. Right now they would have a first rounder, a third rounder, a fifth, a sixth, and a seventh. Fairly comparable to this past draft, although they had a fourth and not a fifth. I don't know. One thing that is valuable for Washington is that none of this happened at the draft. So the Bengals, like a draft pick a year from now has a lot less value than a draft pick that just happened. Like if since he got to pick the guy they wanted in the moment, if there was a guy right there they wanted. I don't know what a trade looks like for Hendrickson. He's going into the last year of a deal. He wants a new contract. That complicates all that, right? And Washington doesn't have a second and probably doesn't want to give up a first. But then you wonder what, if any, maybe tradable assets they have and what does Cincinnati care about the most is protecting Burrow, obviously. And I wonder, and this is total speculation, and I wouldn't expect it to happen, but just for the sake of the conversation, if you're the Bengals, and one thing that's really important, before I even go down this road, people here, like Commanders fans are going to operate like the Commanders are the only possible option. And so that's, you know, we've got to figure out what Cincinnati wants because they'll get it done. Cincinnati are going to talk to everybody. And that's if they even entertain the thought of moving this dude. And Detroit, who feels they're an edge rusher away, or Denver, or the Chargers, like there's just a lot of teams out there, you know? So I think it's naive to think that there's...
Well, and real quick, JP,
yeah.
I don't know that he can be number one on your priority list when you still haven't signed that McLaurin extension, right? Like that, I think that's going to get done, but that might be number one on my priority list. And if we're still a couple, you know, we're inching closer to training camp and this is still a possibility and you've already got the McLaurin, then maybe you can revisit this. But I think that's got to be priority number one right now.
That's a really good point. Now, there, you could walk and chew gum. You could do two things at once. And the McLaurin deal is a matter of... It's probably Newmark and the agent until they get really close to the final steps, and then Peter steps in. But like, that's just a matter of math. You know what I mean? Like the Terry McLaurin deal is just a matter of figuring out. Basically, if I had to guess what Terry's camp is doing, Buddy's looking at this DK deal. Metcalf just got the actual extension part of this was roughly, there's a lot of fake numbers on there, but what really matters is 2 for about 62. I think that's what you're looking at for Terry.
But I mean, if you're going to make this trade, you're going to have to get a deal done with him. So
right.
Just finishing one negotiation before the other, essentially.
I hear you, but the trade is the far more difficult part.
Definitely.
Like the reality with high level players is it's easy to figure out the contracts once you're willing to spend the money, right? Like you know what Terry's going to cost. If DK Metcalf, who's a fair comp for him, just got $30 million a year, and what is a like the agent could say 4 year, $132 million contract extension. That's terrific. The reality is it's 2 for 60, period. Terry will probably get a little bit more because he's come up later in the deal. He'll probably get 2 for $64. So, like, you could do that math, and then the Hendrickson math isn't that difficult either. Like, the reality with the contracts is willingness to pay. And if you want to nickel dime about incentives or whatever else, Hendrickson, it's not as cut and dry, but you're probably talking 35 mil. Hendrickson's not as good as Crosby, but Danielle Hunter just got 35 mil. Miles Garrett, I mean, his new deal's banana land. So, to your point, Toby, yeah, you got to be able to figure out how to make the money work, but the compensation is the challenge because you don't have that many picks. I just wonder if you'd look at your own roster.
Well, and I think their biggest need is definitely edge rush. There's no question about that. But I think when they approached this offseason and they had opportunities to make some moves, they made some moves. They're not sexy. Dietrich Wise isn't sexy. Javon Kinlaw is not sexy. But I think if you ask DQ and Joe Witt which they would rather have, give me a good secondary and I can manufacture a pass rush, or give me a pass rush and a shoddy secondary and I'll have to come up with a way to cover these guys, I think you can see the route they went. They went for Lattimore. They drafted Amos. They have Sanra still. I think they believe that with a solid coverage unit that they can manufacture some pass rush. And so I think that's what they're going to try to do. And they live with the fact that maybe they don't have an A-plus ace edge rusher type, but they think at least for this season, before maybe next year they draft one in the first round, they can find a way to manufacture some of that. And so I'll take the guys in the back end versus the guys on the front end.
Well, dude, I would also, to your point, I would always take front end over back end. Just you're better off generating the rush. But DQ got asked about that, about the edge, and like, oh, were you trying to just decide to stop the run? And he's like, man, we don't pick one or the other. We just pick the guys that are going to help us. Now, DQ is getting really good at speaking without saying anything, but I think I know what he meant in that capacity. Here, I got one name that I could think that may be an intriguing trade piece. I am not at all suggesting this is a real thing or that this dude is available. But if you're Cincinnati, what can you think of a player that would be an intriguing trade piece?
Brandon Coleman?
Yeah. Yo, you drafted the kid to play left tackle. He does it for most of the year. At times was good, had some rough moments as a rookie left tackle. You got 3 years of team control. The measurables to play guard are really good. Great team first attitude. And dude, just look at like the positional situation. You traded for Tunsil, you draft Connerly, you're moving him inside, but you already paid a bunch of money to Cosme. For this immediate year, Allegretti and Wiley can battle it out. They like Trent Scott. Like, I don't know that moves the needle at all, but
no. But maybe
you don't have to talk about.
When you think about draft picks for them, trading for draft picks next year is fine and all dandy, but they're trying to win right now.
Right.
So they need at least somebody. So
a third rounder next year doesn't help Joe Burrow beat Baltimore this fall.
Exactly. So, I mean, if that has to be the case, I don't know that I would let Brandon Coleman be the holdup because, you know, suddenly one of those guys, once Cosme returns, whether it's Allegretti, whether it's Wiley, whether it's Coleman, one of those guys is going to end up on the bench. So, you know, in terms, they're kind of expendable, even though you want depth at that position. If you could get an edge rusher and you don't have to, because they don't have a second rounder next year, and you'd think that at least they need a second rounder, are you looking into 2027 for that? I don't know that you are, but if you could throw in an asset and give up a third, I don't know. It's just so tough. This is where the volume of trades that they've made with all these draft picks is so difficult, because maybe you want to go after a guy like this, but maybe you're kind of handcuffed from doing so just because you don't have enough picks to be able to continue to throw them away, not throw them away, but to give them away to go get even very valuable assets like a Hendrickson.
Thank you to our friend Mike Phillips. He had to run. Always great to see Philly. Good conversation here. We'll see kind of what emerges. Now that Hendrickson's gone out publicly and kind of gone a little scorched earth, I imagine we'll start to hear some reports, get some information. Landini, let's try to book somebody from Cincy, our buddy Charlie maybe, for tomorrow. That Hendrickson thing is not going anywhere. Now, I did hear as early as the combine, definitely at the owners' meetings, that the Bengals' plan was, hey, man, you got a deal. Sorry.
Well, do you think if this is something that drags out and continues to go and maybe even goes into training camp and he's holding in. Is this something where he could end up at a very reasonable, in terms of trade compensation, price? Or is this something where, regardless, because this guy has had 35 sacks combined the last 2 years, even if this drags out, the value is still going to be very, very high?
NFL trade values are so funky, who knows? 1 year left on a deal for a 30-year-old is never going to be that high.
Because if it's something,
I think it's more about if the Bengals are actually entertaining drafting him,
yeah,
trading him.
I don't think
they're close to that.
Because right if now. It's something where you can continue to wait it out and eventually it goes for a 3 or 4, then absolutely you have to be in on that. But I just don't know that I see that either.
I think since he plans on calling his bluff and seeing if he actually has the willingness to not play games or miss practices, miss preseason.
Yeah.
I think that's where it's headed. Where we're headed, quick break, we're making bets next.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Gone on the B. Mitch and Finley program. I do have to update everybody on a few things. I'm going to drop a picture in the group text thread about something I've discovered in Richmond. I'm doing the show from the Richmond Odyssey Studios. They've been very kind to me here. And everything's going well until I walked in the men's room and discovered that next to the toilet, there was a weird, like, I just dropped this picture in the group thread. I don't know how to describe that. There's like a hose going from a drain into like what looks like a faucet. Very disturbing, landfill. Do you know what that is? Maybe we need to get a plumber on the line, Crop Metcalf or something.
That is a weird situation, yes.
That's everything's gone well here until I saw that. It's a little disturbing. I don't know what the hell they're doing with this thing, but it's weird.
It is bizarre. I don't even really know how to describe it. It's just, it's a sign of bad things to come.
It's not good. Toby, are you sitting down?
I am, yes.
What was your reaction when Jeff Walker told you he could have played AAA baseball?
I think it's the most ridiculous thing that Jeff Walker has ever said.
That is a bold claim.
He has said some ridiculous stuff, but he said that he would be playing for the Bowie Bay Sox right now, which is Double A. But he said he'd be playing for the Bowie Bay Sox right now if he would have stayed at baseball.
Jeff,
everybody love mixing my words up. I said,
please defend yourself.
We was talking about baseball in here, and it got us reminiscing. I pulled up my stats on Max Preps, and Toby was, he was surprised that I led the team 2 years in a row in stolen bases. I said it's because people didn't believe that I was still base, like, and
you,
I did.
What's more believable, the NBA draft lottery isn't rigged, or Jeff Walker stole 26 bags?
Here's what I can tell you, Toby. I've seen it somewhere inside of Jeff. Probably 75, 80 pounds ago, there was an athlete. There's an athlete in there. Long but quick, the Jeff Walker story. I'm telling you, it's real. Like, I saw him jump over a chair once in the bullpen, and I was like, damn. You know, 75 pounds ago, there was an athlete.
There's some athleticism there, but I'm still not buying 26 stolen bags.
He played
I'm
going to
get my baseball coach on the line one day.
Toby, he played at, like, the smallest high school in Maryland. And, you know, if you're just testing some other 14-year-old's arm at catcher, I think Jeff could get to 26.
Now, Landfill was telling me he stopped playing baseball because he couldn't make the throw from third to first, so maybe Landfill was catching for these games and didn't feel like throwing down. And maybe Jeff could then steal 26 bags. Otherwise, no chance.
We got time for bets, Landini. Go quick,
if you
everybody.
Make it quick, I'm taking the Diamondbacks because P-Fat is pitching.
P-Fat. He's been good this year. Brandon Pfaadt's been good. Give me Winnipeg to win tonight.
Winnipeg needs a win. Everybody's counting out my Thunder. I don't really know why, although everybody's betting on them with the points. I will go under 220.5 Denver OKC. Let me be clear. By the time I get home, traffic looks god awful. I'm going to bed. Maybe I'll watch
the Bravo.
Give
me the Dallas Stars.
I'm not watching any of this. Taking a night off from sports. Last night was enough. Gave me even more gray hairs. All right, boys, I'll be back in tomorrow. What's the weather look like in Atlanta? How's this Nats game going to go? The weather on the East Coast sucks.
I'm not entirely sure, but I don't love the pitching matchup. So it might be 7 in a row lost for the Nats tonight.
Terrific. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to John Hollinger for joining us. Thank you to Barstool Nate for joining us. Thank you to Mike Phillips for sitting in with us. Thanks to the folks here at Odyssey Richmond for letting me bum a studio for a few hours. Grant and Danny coming your way next on behalf of Toby, the boys in the aquarium, and B. Mitch. Thanks for listening, B. Mitch and Finley. You made it this far. Jeff owes you a stolen base.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.